This diagnosis of child dictating patient's name is Laurel Kilcowley, K-I-L-C-A-W-L-E-Y, Laurel, L-A-U-R-E-L. Date of birth. Date of birth is 9/29/1949. Date of service. Is Miss Kilcowley is a very pleasant 76-year-old female, was initially admitted to the hospital with complaints of pelvic prolapse as well as Parkinson's disease. She had a DAT scan which was borderline. She was started on Sinemet. Patient was having bladder prolapse. She has had multiple pessaries, failed to provide relief. Subsequently was seen by a urogynecologist who found a uterine polyp, was recommended to have a biopsy under anesthesia and recommendation for hysterectomy. Patient was diagnosed with endometrial intraepithelial neoplasia with symptomatic pelvic prolapse and urinary incontinence. Patient underwent surgery. Status post Da Vinci robotic sacral colpopexy, rectocele repair and enterocele repair and bladder sling and cystoscopy. Patient also had Da Vinci robotic assisted laparoscopic hysterectomy, salpingectomy and bilateral oophorectomy. Patient was doing fine, but subsequently developed metabolic encephalopathy, was seen by neurology, also had some acute kidney injury with being pre-renal, was given IV fluids. She did improve symptomatically. Patient was subsequently discharged from the hospital and admitted to Wellbridge Rehabilitation Facility for rehabilitation. At the present time, she's sitting up in her chair. She's alert and oriented to self and place. Patient denies any complaints of chest pain, denies any heaviness or pressure sensation, denies any palpitations. She denies any complaints of any nausea, vomiting. She denies any diarrhea, no fever or chills. She does get some confusion at nighttime. Otherwise, had been feeling well. No other complaints. Past medical history has been significant for atrial fibrillation, anxiety, endometrial intraepithelial neoplasia, gastroesophageal reflux disease, hepatitis B, hyperlipidemia, history of obesity, history of permanent pacemaker placement, hypertension, and renal artery stenosis, history of tremor, and Parkinson's disease, history of rheumatic fever. History of atypical ductal hyperplasia of the breast. Past surgical history has been significant for cholecystectomy, hip surgery, breast biopsy, lumpectomy, make a placement and subsequent removal, hysteroscopy with polypectomy, and endometrial biopsy, status post. Da Vinci robotic sacral colpopexy, rectocele repair, enterocele repair, and hysterectomy, and bilateral oophorectomy and salpingectomy. Social history. She quit smoking about 6 years ago. Had 25-pack-year smoking history. Alcohol. She drinks about 7 standard drinks of alcohol per week. No other drugs. Allergies to antihistamine, diphenhydramine, hydroxyzine, alkylamine, and oxycodone. Current medications reviewed and as documented in EHR, review of system, cardiovascular, no complaints of chest pain, any heaviness or pressure sensation. She does have history of atrial fibrillation, history of hypertension, no history of MI or coronary artery disease, respiratory system, denies any cough, denies any shortness of breath, denies any pain with deep inspiration, no history of asthma or emphysema, gastrointestinal, no complaints of abdominal pain, denies any nausea, no vomiting, denies any diarrhea, no history of peptic ulcer disease. Genitourinary, she does have history of pelvic floor prolapse, history of endometrial intraepithelial neoplasia, history of rectocele and enterocele. History of bladder prolapse, history of urinary incontinence. Neurological, she does have history of tremors, history of Parkinson's disease, no history of PIE or CVA, history of metabolic encephalopathy. Musculoskeletal, complaints of joint pains, history of arthritis, all other systems were reviewed and found to be negative. Physical examination, vital signs reviewed and as documented in EHR, HENT examination was normal, pupils were equal, round and reactive to light, extraocular movements were intact, neck was supple, no JVD, no lymphadenopathy, heart SNS2 was audible, lungs was clear to auscultation, no rails, no wheezing, abdomen was soft, non-tender, ball sounds were positive, extremities no edema, pulses bilaterally symmetrical, neurological examination, patient awake and alert, moving all four extremities, history of delirium at night, history of Parkinson's disease. All impression, number one, status post pelvic surgery with hysterectomy, salpingectomy, and bilateral oophorectomy. History of rectocele repair and enterocele repair. Encouraged to drink enough fluids. Yes. Next diagnosis was hypertension, next Parkinson's disease, next metabolic encephalopathy. Next. Acute kidney injury, next chronic kidney disease, next paroxysmal atrial fibrillation, next DJD, next anxiety. Treatment plan, patient admit to Wellbridge Rehabilitation Facility, will continue current medications, encourage her to drink enough fluids, eat better, participate with physical and occupational therapy. We'll check routine labs, we'll continue other medications, we'll monitor her progress, we'll follow up on her workup. If she has any other symptoms or complaint, she'll let the nurses know or call the office, period. Next patient is Alice Giroux, G-E-R-O-U-X, Alice, A-L-I-C-E. Date of birth is 2-7-1941. Date of service is 6-4-2026. Ms. Giro is a very pleasant 85-year-old female who presented to the emergency room after she had a fall, was complaining of right hip pain. Radiograph in the emergency room showed right femoral neck fracture. She was admitted to the hospital. Orthopedic was consulted. She underwent right hip hemiarthroplasty. Was subsequently doing better. Her pain was improved. She was able to ambulate. She was subsequently discharged from the hospital and admitted to Wellbridge Rehabilitation Facility for rehabilitation. At the present time, she denies any complaints of chest pain, denies any shortness of breath, denies any palpitations, denies any abdominal pain, no nausea, vomiting, or diarrhea. She does complain of some discomfort when she ambulates, otherwise has been doing well. Past medical history has been significant for advanced COPD, history of chronic oxygen use, chronic kidney disease, cardiomyopathy, and hyperlipidemia. Past surgical history has been significant for appendectomy, hysterectomy, tonsillectomy, adenoidectomy, cataract surgery. Social history, history of 60-pack year smoking history, quit about several years ago, alcohol, occasionally, no other drugs, allergies to penicillin, current medications reviewed and as documented in EHR. Review of system, cardiovascular, no complaints of chest pain, denies any heaviness or pressure sensation, denies any palpitations, no history of MI or coronary artery disease, respiratory system, complaints of shortness of breath, history of COPD on oxygen dependent. Gastrointestinal, no complaints of abdominal pain, denies any nausea, no vomiting, denies any diarrhea, no history of peptic ulcer disease, genitourinary, no complaints. Musculoskeletal, complaints of joint pain, history of arthritis. Neurological, denies any history of seizures, no history of TIA or CVA, no other complaints. Musculoskeletal, complaints of joint pain, history of arthritis. All other systems are reviewed and found to be negative. Physical examination, vital signs reviewed and as documented in EHR. HENT examination was normal. Pupils were equal, round, and reactive to light. Extraocular movements were intact. Neck was supple. No JVD. No lymphadenopathy. Heart SNS2 was audible. Lungs was clear to auscultation. No rails. No wheezing. Abdomen was soft. Non-tender. Ball sounds were positive. Extremities. No edema. Impression, number one, fall. Next, right hip fracture, status post. Right hip hemiarthroplasty. Next, anemia. Next, osteoporosis. Next, hyperlipidemia. Next, degenerative joint disease. Treatment plan. Patient admitted to Wellbridge Rehabilitation Facility. Will continue current medications. Will consult physical and occupational therapy. Encourage her to eat good, drink enough fluids. Continue current medications. I'll monitor her progress. We'll follow up on her workup. If she has any other symptoms or complaints, she'll let the nurses know or call the office, period. End of dictation.